And welcome to the first episode of Talking Zit with Callum and Dana. Come along on our journey as we figure out this whole podcast gig.
Along the way, we'll discuss all things growing up, life, relationships, and all the jazz that comes with it. We acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia, and we recognise their ongoing connection to land, waters, and community. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of our podcast, Talking Zit. I'm joined with my lovely co-host, Callum.
Hello everyone and welcome.
How you going, Cal? I'm a little bit nervous, I gotta say.
Yeah, a little bit nervous too.
It's all right, we'll get there.
When I used to work for radio, but
we'll get there. We've got this.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so First of all, I just want to apologize for the sound quality. We are getting proper microphones. That is in the works. But in the meantime, please bear with us. We just wanted to get some content out. So here we are. We're giving it a go.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So
keen.
So Callum and I had this great idea one night. We're at a party and we're sitting around a glass table outside. And come on, you guys know what table I'm talking about. And we had this great idea to start a podcast. And we sort of, you know, kept making excuses. No, we can't do it. We're not good enough. But, you know, Corona's brought us here. We've got no excuses as to why we can't do it. We're just going to give it a go, see how we go.
But, you know, isolation, coronavirus, here we are.
Hopefully that's right.
We are still learning the ropes, though.
Since it's our first episode, we guess we better give you a little backstory on who we are and how we met. Callum and I, we met, I think we were in year five?
Yeah, it was year five, yep.
Yeah, Callum moved to the town that we live in and we were sort of friends, you know, new kid. Everyone wants to be friends with the new kid, right?
No.
And then we got to high school, we were friends, and actually our parents became friends.
Yes. How did they become friends?
I think because you, myself, and Jamie, we were friends, and then our parents met, you know, and then, yeah.
Become friends with Jamie until year six when she moved from Melbourne.
Yeah, so once we got to high school, us three became friends, and then our parents met, and then it sort of just escalated from there.
Yes, that's right, because I remember all those TMI nights around our place.
That's right. So, yeah, I think it sort of started off, your parents invited us all around for a barbecue and a bonfire. And
yes, that's right, yep.
Yeah.
My dad being the good cop he was.
Yeah, good cop. Let's throw some sauerkraut in the fire and scare everyone.
It wasn't sauerkraut. From memory, I think it was a empty deodorant can.
Oh, no, he did that too. But I remember this particular night, he threw a whole can of sauerkraut in and it went up, man. It nearly touched the stars.
And then I've been drinking that night, you know, 13-year-old typical self.
And then, yeah, I sort of left school and went down a different road to Callum, but yeah, I moved schools and we sort of lost touch. And then I think it was at graduation we started talking again. And then Callum moved back into town because he was living out at the farm at that stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, it's just we've been close ever since.
Yes, we have, even when I moved away to Armidale twice.
Yeah.
Moved there, then moved back to Cootamundra and then moved to Wagga and then moved back to Armidale and then moved back to Coota again.
Okay, that's a lot of moving.
Oh, honey, I think I've moved about 17 times in my life to count.
Besides the places that I was living in when I was overseas, I think I've only lived in like four houses my entire life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty sad. Oh, it might be five, actually. I'm not sure. But anyway.
I don't consider that sad. I'm sorry. I consider that a blessing because
what
moving is like?
Moving
oh
is
my
a
God,
bitch.
Moving is horrible. I hate moving house.
Yeah. So another reason why I thought that, you know, we could give this podcast gig a whole red hot go is because Miss Rona has sort of stuffed up my life plans.
Oh, it's stuffed up everyone's life plans, I think, Dana.
It sure has. It's definitely put a spanner in the works. But Well, basically, I'm at the moment, I'm working in a little cafe. And that's because...
Not what you want to do, though.
Well, no. Hospitality is a, you know, passion of mine, but, you know, don't want to be sort of stuck in that for the rest of my life. But I was working as a nanny in the UK.
Yes, and I always admired that, actually.
Oh, it was great fun.
I was always so jealous of you.
I've got some great stories. But anyway, that's for a later podcast. I decided that I really, really loved it over there. And, I mean, I've wanted to live in England. God, I think the earliest was probably like year 7 I started talking about it. And so I finally got there, was with a great family with, you know, beautiful children. And then I came back to Australia because my visa expired. And I decided that I wanted to get an extension on it. Like, I'd come home for a little while, you know, sort a few things out and then head back over. And just as I was about to, you know, start getting all my things together to apply for the visa, Miss Rona hit. So now I really have no freaking idea what I'm doing.
From memory, you were meant to be going back over in about October period, weren't you, this year?
I was actually aiming to be back, like at least having my like getting my applications and all that started. I wanted it to be started by about March this year.
Yeah, because it takes time, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah. It is a bit of a process, but so can't do that. So now I'm stuck back at home, no idea what I'm gonna do. Trying to adult and. Yeah, I guess just filling in time doing this.
Would you consider a nannying career in Australia while Miss Rona's wreaking havoc?
No, I wouldn't nanny in Australia. And, yeah, no. It's.
Is there a reason for that? Or?
Yeah, it doesn't pay well.
Oh, okay. So, because I suppose technically when you go overseas to do nannying, if you're getting paid to have a holiday, technically.
Well... Sort of. I mean, it is work, but, you know, I'd rather get paid to live in England and look after children than, I mean, I love Australia, don't get me wrong, but I mean, you know, just seeing the world. And when you're over there, everything is so close. You know, you can go for a weekend to Spain or, you know, a weekend to Greece. Like, you can't just jump on a plane and go for a weekend in, you know, one of those countries from Australia. I mean, you can't at the moment, that's for sure, but.
Yeah, but even if you could, you'd have to be pretty damn rich just to spend a weekend over there.
Well, yeah.
When you live in Australia, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And not to mention that, you spent time in other countries as well, didn't you, for longer than a weekend?
Yes. Well, we spent the summer of 2019, so the European summer, which is obviously like August and June, July and August. We spent it in Albania.
Yes.
And it was so
Albania
much
fun. Albania is a country I would be scared to go to personally because of personal afflictions, but
well,
you seem to enjoy yourself.
It was great, and I would definitely go back again given the opportunity. I didn't know too much about it, and it, you know, it definitely wasn't on my list of places I'd love to see, you know. It wasn't like my top 10 or anything, but I went there because I was working. The family decided to go there for the summer, and I was like, well, let's go.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed it. The people were so lovely. There were some dodgy parts, but I mean, there's dodgy parts of places everywhere.
True.
The food.
Mount Druitt, yeah.
The food was superb.
Yep.
And besides, there's one slight thing about, you know, European countries, particularly Albania, is the frickin' earthquakes.
You're not a fan of them?
No, I thought I was going to die.
I think I'd you a bit scared in that situation too, honestly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But another thing about Albania too, it's very corrupt, like the government wise. And so about a week before we got there, just about two blocks from where we were staying in our Airbnb, there was a riot because something happened and the locals weren't happy with who got re-elected into government.
Yep.
And so there was a big riot and like bombs were going off, like buildings, you know, there was a bar just around the corner that got blown to smithereens by a bomb.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen in Australia anymore.
Well, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But one thing that I will say is the building was back up and running within, I'd say, 2.5 weeks. They'd rebuilt it, refurbished it, everything. Yeah, they do not mess around. And they were, like, the people of Albania, they work really hard and for not a lot of money at all. Like, a guy that I met, he said he works in a hotel and he gets, I'm sure it was 250, like 2.50 euro an hour or a day. I think it was an hour. I'm pretty sure it was an hour. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Just to compare, what's 1 euro roughly in Australian usually?
Not sure. At the moment, 1 euro is $1.63 Australian.
Okay. Yep. So it's more like $3 a day, really, if that was daily rate. Yeah.
I think it's $3 an hour. I think that's how it works out. But with that, their work roster, pretty much for like your supermarket jobs, the hotels, you know, all that sort of stuff, their roster is monthly and you get 2 days off a month. So you work every day for, I think it's 10 to 14 hour shifts.
Yep.
And yeah, you get 2 days off a month. That's it.
Wow. And I complain about my 12 hour shifts in the taxi sometimes.
That's right. Like we do have it pretty good here, really.
We do, yes. But we also have unions that help keep us in line.
Well, yeah.
Yes. So to make sure to increase safety and that sort of thing.
Mm.
Yes.
But enough about me, Callum.
Yes. I suppose I better talk about myself now.
What do you do with yourself?
Well, as you just heard, I drive taxis down on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
I moved here about 3 months ago, I think.
That's right. You left me. You moved out and left me. We were roommates.
Yeah, I did. We were. And I had to move on because my boss needed me desperately to move down here.
Yes, you got a transfer.
Yes. In mind you, I think I had about 24 hours notice, I think it was, wasn't it?
Something like that.
it was really ridiculous notice, but that's okay because I'm a fighter for our company. But I actually really like it down here on the coast. It's a very relaxed, chill atmosphere. It's like country, but even more chill, which is really nice.
That's how I describe Coffs Harbour. Like, everyone is just so chill.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And it's like country living, but you've got everything that a city has.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Mm.
And the people are just so much nicer down here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a big difference when you're driving taxis because...
You know, well, that's right. Well, the public are your customers, yeah.
Exactly. And sometimes you get some really rude customers. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot less of that down here, which is really nice to see. But I'm only driving taxis sort of temporarily. I am enrolled in university.
Mm-hmm.
I am meant to be studying.
What are you studying?
Taking a bit of a break at the moment. But I am studying to become a dietitian.
Right.
Which you wouldn't think. You'd think I'd be a lot more appropriately proportioned, considering I want to study an area of medicine that relies on people to be to. I train people to become less obese.
Mm. Well, not always, because you know, diet.
Yes, not always.
Don't people with like bulimia or anorexia, don't they see dietitians too?
Yes, as well. Yes,
that's right.
And there's a lot of other eating disorders out there that aren't as common that people need dietitians for.
Mm-hmm.
As well as other diseases such as diabetes.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Yes. A lot of people with diabetes will see a dietitian to help improve their sugar levels.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not have
start eating the right eating foods. Disorders. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Dietitians are actually play a quite a vital role in medicine.
Yeah, of course.
You wouldn't think so, but yeah, they really do. Mm. And before I went into this, I was under the opinion that all dietitians do was teach people how to eat, but there's a lot more involved to it as well. Like we can do a lot of like a diagnosing of different diseases as well. We're close to a doctor. I wouldn't say we're exactly like a doctor because doctors probably do a lot more than us, but we are pretty close to a doctor and we understand.
But there's like an umbrella knowledge that you all know, like.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, that you all and learn.
We deal with more finer details in particular when it comes to diet.
Yeah.
Whereas a doctor doesn't learn that in those in-depth details about diet because they're too. Because it's more important for them to learn about other areas of medicine.
Of course, yeah. And that's exactly. why it's an area of expertise.
Yes, exactly. And we are considered medical professionals, just like doctors, nurses, and all other allied health workers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit of psychology as well. I was actually quite amazed at the amount of psychology I've had to learn.
Well, I guess that would come hand in hand with the eating disorders and changing eating patterns. And
exactly, yep.
Yeah.
And we also have to learn education because a key part of our job is educating people.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't educate people in the right ways, then they're probably not going to listen to us.
Well, yeah, it's not just eat this, eat that, off you go.
Yes, exactly. We need to work with the individual client appropriately. But yes, so I'm driving taxis at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying for my studies. And living it up here on the coast. I'll go for walks on the beach whenever I can.
Yeah.
Of a morning, I get to watch the dolphins come in.
That's really cool.
They come up really close to the beach and start breaching out of the water, and it's just a beautiful sight. Really.
Have you ever had an interaction with a dolphin? Like,
no, not yet. I have been considering going for a swim with them in the morning.
Like at a water. Oh, so just at the beach, like in the wild. The yeah. Oh, yes. That would be unreal.
Although at the same time, I don't want to disturb them because they are wild animals.
Well, yes.
At the same point.
Yes.
And I want to respect them still. But I think it would be amazing just to be near them, you know.
It is a magical experience. As a child, I got the opportunity to pet a dolphin. It was at a pet porpoise pool.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't necessarily agree with now.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yeah. And something else I learned. So when I went to Antarctica, which I'll go into a lot more detail in another episode of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in Antarctica, something I learned with wild animals is if you want to interact with them in a safe way, if you sit close to them, they may even come to you.
Right, so you sit there and give them the opportunity. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. And that way there's no cruelty involved because it's their choice to come near you if they choose to.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's sort of the approach I would take if I was discussing with the dolphins. I go near them, and if they want to come up to me, then that's more than fine.
Right.
I just hope I don't get bitten because apparently the dolphins can bite.
All right, Cal, I think that's enough about us. I think we should let the listeners know why it's a bit short and a bit, you know, we're a bit all over the place at the moment because we had a whole plan figured out, but then Callum decided to think he had coronavirus. Then
I thought for a minute I had corona. Turns out I was just a common cold.
And then the next day he decided to let his appendix nearly kill him.
Yes. So, I ended up with appendicitis and got rushed into hospital, but then got rushed into emergency surgery and because my appendix nearly burst. And
it was a bit scary.
Yeah, it was. It was. And then there was complications in the surgery, which just made everything worse.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was laid up in hospital for, what, four days?
Something like that, yeah. Had us all a bit worried for a while.
Yes.
But you're back, better than ever.
Yes. So our podcast is no longer off the books, thank God. I didn't die. And we are ready to entertain you.
We'll see how we go. We're figuring it out. Just, you know, bear with us. We'll get there, hopefully.
Yes.
But, yeah, basically our idea for the podcast was just two friends calling each other, having a chat, catching up, you know, talking crap to each other. Eventually, I guess we'll get some special guests on, our friends and family or, you know, friends of the podcast.
Yes, exactly. We have one topic coming up, I'm hoping in the next episode or two, with one of our very good friends.
Friend of the podcast. Don't reveal the name yet.
No, we shan't reveal the name, but
that'll be a surprise for our listeners.
Yes, but this person is just like a brother to me, and it will be an honour to have him on the show.
That's right. So one way that we would like to end the podcast, we're going to alternate it weekly. We've got a few ideas lined up. But for the first episode, we're going to end with our song of the week. Now, yeah. I don't know about you, Callum, but, you know, this song, the original, was a big part of my childhood. Every school disco, it was played.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I agree.
None other than the man who eats ass on stage has released a freaking remix.
I know. And when I first heard about this coming out before it came out, I was so pumped. I was sitting in the taxi listening to Triple J, as I do.
I love
Shout out Triple J.
Yes.
And
Weeknights with Linda Mariano. Thank you.
Breakfast show all the way.
No.
Thank you very much.
I'm a night owl.
No, I'm a breakfast show, probably because I get up at bloody 4 o'clock in the morning for work. Anyway, well, I was listening to Triple J and they were starting to announce that Flume has done a remix for this song, and I started freaking out in the cab. Thank God I didn't have a passenger, because I've just pulled over and just started, like, dancing in the taxi. Like, I didn't
give a crap. So was that the first time you heard the actual song or just the announcement?
No, because it was just an announcement, and they weren't going to play the song till later that day. And I'm thinking, oh no, I'm not going to be in the taxi anymore because my shift will be over because I finish at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. So I've gone home and I've just put on Triple J and I've just sat there listening to the entire station, waiting and waiting for this remix to come on, and then it's finally come on because they played it on Triple J like the day before it got released on Spotify.
Right.
So I couldn't just jump on Spotify and have a listen. And so they finally played it, and you should have seen me. Thank God nobody could, actually. I was up and dancing before pre-surgery, so, you know, I was safe. And, oh, my God, it's better than the original.
I don't usually like to say that, but I almost have to agree with you.
Yeah, I don't normally say that either. Like, originals are usually the better of any movie, music, TV show, whatever. But, yeah, no, this is
with a few exceptions, of course, but, yeah, I agree.
Well, yes.
So, you guys, if you haven't heard it yet, you have to check it out. It is great.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think we've actually said what it's called. It's Blue Flume Remix.
Yes. So the original song was called I'm Blue by Eiffel 85, 95, far out. I can't remember the number. 65. Oh, no. I know it ends with a 5. Eiffel 65. It's Eiffel 65.
Oh, okay. Is that the original singer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that because, you know, it was back when CDs were, you know, burnt illegal CDs.
Oh, my God, yes. I used to do them all the time. Shh. Anyway.
Yeah, we know what your playlist was when you were 10. How do we not know you were gay then?
Thanks. They Dana, just for outing me on the podcast.
You're welcome, darling.
Anyway, yes, it's Blue by the Flume Remix, originally by Eiffel 65. Mm-hmm. And give it a listen, guys, because...
Definitely, if you're a 90s baby, like, the original brings back memories, but this is just, it really tops it.
Yes, definitely. If you're not his baby, you have to. Like, come on, what are you doing with your life if you haven't already heard it? Like, seriously.
All right, guys, so that is our song of the week.
All right, guys, sorry to cut the show a bit short. Fortunately, I'm in a bit of pain and...
Yep, still recovering.
Still recovering, yes. And we would just love to get some content out to you for now. Our next episode will hopefully be longer. But for now, we would love for you to follow us on our Instagram. It's at @talkings_it. We want to make sure you add the S to the end of talking.
Talking shit.
Yes, exactly. We tried to make it sound like talking shit without actually saying it because, you know, rules and regulations. But we would love for you to follow us and keep up to date with what we're doing, and hopefully we'll have an episode 2 for you shortly.
Indeed. Hopefully you guys will be listening to us again soon. Until then, take care, be kind to one another.
And watch out for that COVID-19.
Yes. Wash your hands, kids.
Yes. Hand hygiene is always important.
All right, Cal, I'm off. I will talk to you later.
All right. Bye.